individually.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's July 11th, 2022, regular city council meeting. You all please rise. We went for a short private invocation asking for God's blessing upon this city and wisdom for us in council as we make our decisions. Now, if you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And one thing in our agenda is citizen input. This time I'd like to open up the microphone. Is there anyone who would like to speak? Let's start with Earl. Please state your name and address for the record.
David Pearl, 862 South Preston Road. The corner, the northeast corner of Broadway and Main. There is a low communication cable hanging down. It'll be torn down in a big truck one of these days. The problem is, and you people are starting to be aware of it, there are blue lobsters. There's cable through there, it goes out to it, makes it go out to the cell site. One goes out to the key. Not a visitor. But who's it? So I called the phone company. I'm sure they spent an hour on the phone with them. And I thought maybe they'd take care of it, but it's still hanging low. And I don't know what could happen, but the more of these poles in the fellow are hitting, many people hanging on to them, and when something goes bad, nobody wants to claim whose it is. Fix it. So that line is hanging down.
Broadway, the lashing wires come loose and the cable starts to hang down.
That one looks like it's probably potential links, but we're getting these around town. And that is kind of an issue we're headed on.
Yeah, we just adopted an ordinance.
Yeah, right.
We're going to address that. So.
Thank you. I tried to decide to get it fixed, but I couldn't get it done.
One reason they had a direct link to Augusta, the communication wires are licensed through Augusta.
On the pole, yeah, they have the attachment, yeah.
Right. And that's something we need to have Augusta keep in mind, that when they have that situation, they don't have it.
Apparently not doing anything.
They are distant poles. They're in our right of way. They have a franchise, but it may be unused lines. But this is lines are not down lower, so it's either a cable or a phone line. And we can contact the distance, see what they can do about it.
Well, you're saying, John, you want them to enforce the well we get on the poles to make sure that they do that one there.
Yeah, that's probably the problem is that, you know, they can piggyback on the lines that are there, you know, and that's the list of pole lines. But if they sat right in this room, and the guy from Wild Bell, Century Mix, said, you can't touch me. You can't do anything to me. You know, we're protected by the federal government. But that's not true. We have a franchise agreement with the Mississippi. And if we go after a business, make it difficult for this, you know, this will start policing the people that are under their franchise.
They don't have to, according to your franchise, they don't have to buy by our.
Yes. I mean, you need to start, you know, procedures against some of these.
Or you could say that you're.
Jason is Jr., resides in Southern Washington. I'm an activist in the community of Othello, and also an ACLU member. I just want to address something that's very disturbing here in the community of Othello. And you guys need to take really harsh criticism as to what's going on in the state. You guys need to wake up to reality and what's going on. The harsh reality is that we lost a community member who was a father of four. Two teenagers who were 14 and 16 years old through gun violence. I want all of you to look at yourselves. All of you, look at yourselves. Because right now, they're buried. There's nothing on there now. You guys need to wake up and realize what's really going on in this city. Because I am sick and dead tired of it. This is to the point where this is going to get very rude. And to the point to where I'm about to protest on anyone's lack of accountability to the city of what's going on. Now, I'm not saying you guys are accountable for the crime. It's just you guys need to be aware of what's going on. You guys need to open your eyes, get the heads up out of your behind, and see what's really going on. If this is the reality of what's going on.
Mr. Mendez, what makes you think we're not aware of what's going on?
Just of what's going on.
What makes you think that we're not aware?
Because I'm just
entirely aware of what's going on.
Because
I understand it.
Okay. You guys are not making any information of facts that you guys even know or are aware about this. This is what's confusing. And I apologize for that. It's like come on too strong on this situation. However, you guys got to do something. And this is the reason why I wanted something done for the graffiti around here, to get something for the youth to do something around here. Well, what do you guys have provided? From last year to this day, what have you guys provided for them to do something? Nothing. Yeah, you may be aware of it, but what are you going to do about it as a city council? Answer me that question. Answer me that question. What the hell are you guys going to do about it? I'm serious. This is about time that I'm willing to put your guys' names at these situations to where you guys need to be aware of it. Just awareness. I'm not saying accountability, just awareness.
So what about the parents? Where's the parents?
What about the parents?
Yeah.
What do you know about the parents? What do I know
about
them? And that's good.
Yeah.
That's okay. Good. Good for you.
So you gotta look at them too.
Okay. If their parents were to come here and say, well, my kids were this and that, you can't bring the harsh reality of what they're invited that they've gone through.
So what is it that you're looking from us? Maybe.
Okay. That's fair enough. What I want is to guys, for you guys, the city council, to look at the critical location. And I emailed you guys the graffiti of the location. Whether if it's going to be taken up or not, it's been there for a while. What are you guys going to do about it?
What does that have to do with the violence you're speaking of?
Violence is the fact that there's gang activity going on. I even told the police chief that there's a lot of gang activity. I made aware, and you were there, when we had that conversation about that we need to address this head on. dressed as him, do something about it, take action. That's all I'm asking. But this is the point where a lot of people in the community members are fed up about. They're tired.
Where are the community members when actions like this take place? Where are they, you know, coming forward and saying who's doing it? Are they stopping them from doing it?
They're coming to me via social media wise of the fact that they're afraid of retaliation. That's the reason why. You gotta understand that. This is why I'm here as an activist speaking up against gay rights. Gay rights. This is what I'm about.
Mental health issues.
Yes.
Then you sent email to the city council on July 6th.
Yes.
And you, Mr. Mendez, were talking about the shooting incident in the county, gang crime, and also you mentioned the Othello Community Hospital.
Yes.
Issues that were going on there.
How's the Othello?
I prepared, with the assistance of the police chief and the council member, we prepared a response, and I'm going to read it. We're up with Mendez Jr. We're in receipt of a letter that said to the Nellis, I'm going to give you this after I've done the meeting. We received a letter that sent to the Nellis City Council concerning homeless, mental health issues, and the sound quality of our council meeting. Additionally, I've reviewed the letter concerning the death of a community member in the county, crime, graffiti, and the hospital with abusing patients. Thank you for taking time to bring your concerns to council. I will try to address each of your concerns one by one. Regarding your statements to Othello ignores its homeless people, we disagree. Please contact Adams County Integrated Health to see some of the resources available in our area. And we give you a link to a website. While you recommended the old CDHA building be repurposed as a homeless shelter, the city does not have the resources to do this. Integrated Health also has resources to assist with the mental health concerns that you have identified. The sound quality of our council meetings has been identified and the solution has been authorized. Unfortunately, while the purchase has been authorized, the installation is not occurring as quickly as we had hoped. Regarding the death of a community member, all such deaths are tragic. While this happened in the county, while this happened in the county, our police department is on heightened sense of alert to deal with any repercussions. I will just address crime and graffiti as the same issue. Othello is not seeing an increase in gang violence. We are, however, seeing an increase in gang-related graffiti. We've authorized cameras to be strategically placed as a deterrent. We support our police department as they work to catch these criminals and hold them accountable. In the past year, three individuals have been arrested and charged for these acts. We partner with Adams County Juvenile Probation to assist home and business owners in painting over quickly, and city work crews routinely paint over graffiti on publicly owned property. Some homeowners do not want help. In this case, code enforcement starts abatement. As you're aware, our state has recently passed laws making apprehension and prosecution of juvenile crime much more difficult. To further address these and other crimes, our police department has done the following. They have street crime unit of three detectives prioritizing gangs, drugs, and sex crimes, school resource officers working with students, high school criminal justice course, monthly school police juvenile gang information meeting, the Lighthouse Bethel Church mentoring for at-risk youth, surveillance of high crime areas, block watches, crime prevention officers, and night vision surveillance equipment. Further, the police department is working to identify locations and artists to install appropriate murals, as the chief mentioned. We do believe that these will serve to deter future graffiti on these surfaces. We will not be working with gang members to buy them campus for their graffiti. In response to your generalized complaints, crime is increasing and is being ignored. This statement is inaccurate. Bell's crime rate has declined substantially from 2014 to present. Our crime rate in 2014 was 150.9 crimes per 1,000 population. Under the leadership of our police chief, the crime rate in 2021 was less than half that rate at 73.3 crimes per 1,000 population. Our police department is constantly working to reduce crime and make Othello a wonderful place to live. Regarding your concerns with the hospital, please be aware the city nor its government has any authority over the Othello Community Hospital. Please direct your concerns at the hospital to the elected hospital representatives.
Mr. Mayor, I did as well. That's already addressed and situated. Thank you, Kevin.
every time this year starts driving me nuts, I hope there's anything we can do about it. I hope that on Saturday morning, you see all of these yard sale boxes sitting right in the middle of these wheelchair ramps, all throughout town, or right at the top of it. It's got to be difficult. I see a lot of these little motorized wheelchairs, people going around town. They need that access. So if we can see, maybe if we can put some time, not time, at least let them know when they get, if they get their permit for the yard sale, not to do that.
Or
I just said it would be there.
failure.
You have any questions? And we're requesting for approval to amend.
Someone make a motion to adopt the ordinance 15-11 in the municipal code 2.04 title count municipal.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Go to item 4B, which is the resolution and facilities agreement for the Alcides Classic Car Show.
And this is a routine item. Every year, the Alcides Classic Car Club holds their car show. It'll start this Friday. They'll have a low drag race parade from 4th to 7th Avenue, down Main Street, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then it'll follow up on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with a car show. The car club has paid the $150 cost to be here for tonight if you have any questions for them. But they are requesting that all fees be waived because it's a community event in their nonprofit. Do you have any questions?
So you guys have come all this way. You want to say anything?
You do registrations at the store drive too, don't
you? Yeah, that's one of the main purposes. Opens it up for Saturday morning.
Honestly, I appreciate the club. I'm always, I've gone to this event many times, and we get young, we get old, everything in between goes to the show. They love it. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, brown, or otherwise. Everybody loves car shows. And so it's a really good community event for fellow with a great event. You really prime the pump with with a slow drive parade on Friday night. And people are still out here with wrenches, still working on stuff. Great. So I just want to thank you for doing that. And also ask the council if you would be willing to waive the fees. I think in the motion you approve this resolution and also mention you're going to waive all the fees.
I'll make a motion to approve the facility use agreement with the waiving of all fees for the car club for the 22 show.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion. Okay. Maybe. I want to say, I talked to a guy at Helmsburg this weekend. He's impressed.
That's a lot of work to get.
Yeah.
Most of it's right here.
Well, we appreciate it.
We'll be getting a lot of